JBL World Wildlife over the internet through BBS Radio. Good evening to you, or whatever time of day it is for you when you're listening to this. Over here where I'm sitting on the California coast, it is 6 p.m. on October 22nd, 2018. I rock the next call. Thank you for being here. Please stay in my location. Fit only if you want. And the next caller, we welcome you. Please share name and location.
Hi, this is Kathleen. Is Dr. Art on yet?
Hi, Kathleen. No, Dr. Art is not here yet.
Okay, then I'm going to mute myself and wait and see if she gets on or not. I just called her.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Number. So, hi, everybody else.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
I think somebody else joined in. Welcome. If you want to, please say name and location. And also those who are joining in on BBS Radio, thank you for being here. I'm checking and I do not see an announcement email for all. So we'll see what happens. I welcome the next caller. Please say name and location.
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. And the next caller, welcome. Please share name and location.
It's Valerie from Livermore.
Hello, Valerie. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, this is Kathleen.
Kathleen, welcome back.
I apologize for interrupting you the other night when I called you to ask to check, make
no
sure that
problem. No problem.
It sounded like you were kind of upset, so my apologies.
Me? No, I wasn't upset. I was at the point of falling asleep.
Oh, because you said, I'll call her back. Hi, Kathleen. Hi, so I thought you were upset with me, so anyway.
No, not at all.
All right, I'm
done. Just joined in. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Terry from Dallas, welcome.
Thank you.
I hear another voice. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Yes, hello. My name is Nick, and I'm in Perth, Australia.
Hello, Nick from Australia. Welcome back.
Hi, Nick.
Thank you.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, everyone.
It's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the call, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi,
Don.
Rudy. Hi, everybody.
How's?
All right.
So, Nick, we are now officially worldwide on the call.
Yeah.
Australia is down under as being represented. So
four people have joined in. Welcome. Say your name and location.
Dr. Art Franklin, Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome to you, Dr. Art.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you. Another person joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Okay. Yeah. Dave, a little more.
Dave and Liv, welcome, Dave.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's
anyone else that I missed, feel free to say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Oh. Good evening to you, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
You're welcome.
I think there used to be somebody from New Zealand on the calls for a while.
Is this yours?
That's good.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Welcome to you, Bonnie.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
Thank you for being here.
Bonnie.
All right, the helicopter's up there. You have an echo.
Echo.
I think it's the 925. All right. Sorry, sometimes I need to mute phone lines when I hear an echo or anything. Nothing.
Hey,
welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And welcome to all those that are joining in online through BBS Radio. Happy Monday evening. Happy now, whatever time is for you. And as usual, right after this call, we will continue with the Whole Planet Healing Call. The daily 7 days a week conference call. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. The dial-in number plus the access code. 7 p.m. Pacific. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Unless, if you want to stay anonymous.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello. Hi.
And here comes another stranger around the corner. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing, bro?
We're doing fine.
Right.
I'm going to play a replay. I better start right away. Okay? Cool. Would you like to say your name and your city?
This is Helen. I'm sure you saw that.
Oh, Helen.
Welcome, Helen.
Thank you.
Helen Gidler, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, hang on a second. Here we go. Hi, so if it doesn't start for me, it's August 20th, 2012. Okay?
All right.
This conference is being recorded. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This is October 22nd, 2018. And Monday.
All callers are unmuted.
Are you guys all there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does anyone have anyone have something really exciting to share?
I got one thing. Lynn and Terry, I'm the one that sent in as this is David from Livermore. I don't mean to jump up and be the first one to speak, but I sent you the picture of those lights on the wall. Just wanted to refer back to that and see if you guys had any.
Yeah, Terry is driving me crazy because I'm looking at David's lights on the wall, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, just listen a moment. You know, that's one of the questions. Sometimes people ask me questions. And some that I'm reluctant to ask, and I'll tell you why. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah. The reason I'm reluctant to ask them is because no matter what they answer, it's unlikely that it's going to change your life or anyone else's life. I mean, if they say, those are ghosts from people you knew back in 11,022, and they were visiting you, and they happen to be unique ghosts because they have crosses on them. Okay? You know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, change your life for that. Oh, my God, I've got ghosts visiting me. Right?
Yeah.
Hmm. But I... Well... Now, you see, I said that, and my console went off. Terry started looking at it. She keeps looking at it, so she'll probably come up with an answer. But, you know...
Well, I'm getting something.
I don't want to talk about it now, okay? I don't want to talk about it. Talk about it Wednesday, a Wednesday question.
Okay. That's fine, yeah.
But, you know, like I said a couple of weeks ago, this is such an opportunity, and the people that are asking this question, you know, some people have picked me up on this, say, what are my obstacles and how do I get through them? Okay? I mean, that is a much better question than asking about ghosts that are crawling up your wall a thousand years ago, right?
Good.
I mean, at least you can work with it. Is that Chris there?
Yes. Hi.
Yeah. And you know, And then, you know, the other thing is, it's a more preferable question from my point of view, is when somebody is going through something, it's really dark and they're stuck and they want help getting through it. That's an important question. Another important question is bringing in information about esoteric things or the past. Because many of us have had lifetimes in past epochs. And to hear about your lifetime in a past epoch helps you to integrate whatever happened to you then with the present time. You follow? Those are, and also helps integrate everybody else, because we've all had lifetimes in all these different epochs. And, you know, none of us remember them or have a clue. But inside, there is a resonance. And that resonance can help speed your process this lifetime. Because the real goal is not just to satisfy curiosity about what are those weird lights growing up my wall. But,
you want to stop talking about this and let somebody else ask a question, that's fine with me.
No. I'm not just talking about this. I'm making the point for everybody. I mean, the point is that all of you have your areas of stuckness. All of you have your areas where, you know, if somebody doesn't, they can let me know. But if you're in this realm, you probably have areas of stuckness. And you got this opportunity to talk to a group of souls that's been around since the beginning of time and can pin you anywhere on your track, right? Then look at your obstacles. What an opportunity. Don't waste it. All right? That's all I'm saying. All right. Now, I'm going to do a replay tonight. Now, I didn't preview this. And I can't remember, it was in 2012, but the topic was, can the Elohim stop an earthquake? So let's see what we said on that call. Let's see if I can start this in here. No. Okay, hang on.
Hey, everybody. Doug, we still have our conference line still alive.
Hello.
I just muted you. For those of you that happened to hear that comment about me and my underwear,
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
We started doing conference calls, and one time I made the comment that I finally found a job I could come to work with in my underwear. And except for remote viewers. So, are being an example on these calls and in our material of how you can expand your energies out of what would normally be the veil, the contraction of Earth. There's a veil around the earth, and everyone is contracted in it, almost everyone. And you read the newspapers, you watch TV, you're programming yourself to be underneath the auspices of that veil. And then there's negative beings that really want you to be under the auspices of the veil. And you've lived your entire life in that veil, and you've lived probably many past lives in that veil. Now, suddenly, we're telling you that there's this group energy, which you can't validate, okay, that's way beyond the veil, and that we made contact with them. It was like we tuned in our receiver. And that happened when I started writing the book about David Wilcox. It started happening when I met Daphne. Suddenly, just like you, I'm saying, who is this voice talking to me? And I'm trying to figure out, they can say something, but until I validate it for myself, I really can't believe it. So I kept validating it. If you've read my books, you've read some of the things I went through and the things that happened to help me validate it. So if you're listening to the call, you have to validate this for yourself. You can't just say, Wynn says he's talking to the Elohim. He says they can do miracles. Wynn, tell the Elohim to get me a job. Wynn, it sounds funny, but literally, I get emails like that every day. Tell the Elohim to fix my mother. She's doing this. Tell the Elohim to help my husband love me better. Well, like I said, I wish it was that way. But it does work. But it works when you pick up their signal and make a connection. Now, you're friends with them. I'm only the guy that's introducing you. Then you have to make your own friendship. I am just the liaison, the facilitator. And that we talk to them live, and they explain how it works and how they function. Now, you can understand how easy it would be in past epochs of time to think of a consciousness like this and think of it as God. And it's because people make a connection, and you don't have to know it's the Elohim. They're an energy, and somebody could know it's not the Elohim. Somebody could know the word Elohim or know the word Rabu, and they've studied it, and they've become scholars on it, and they know the theology of it, but they don't have a connection, okay? They just understand it in their mind. And somebody else could just say, please, God, help me. And they said it with the right intent and the right love, and something happened, and they made the connection. Because these sources don't care if you understand that they're a group soul. They don't care what you understand. All they care about, as I get it, in terms of relating to us, is can you make a connection? Can you tune into their frequency? And they tell me they're on the line that right now. They're paying attention to everyone on the line. And, you know, did you notice when I said that? How the energy shifted? This is one of the things I started to know. That I would be talking, and as soon as I talked about them, and I said how they worked, the energy would shift. And everyone on the line, not everyone, but many of the people on the line, feel that shift. Now, if you're on the line and you didn't feel that shift, it means that either you're still in your head, number one, or you have too much stuff occupying your body, trauma, whatever, that it's not allowing itself to open to feel the energy. Or I should say, the third possibility is that we're a bunch of wackos, and you think we're nuts, and you're watching us and say, when has those people hypnotized? And maybe that's true. I don't think so. But anything's possible. So each of you is in your own scientific experiment. I don't know if scientific is the right word, but experiment. And the only way you can figure this out is to keep attending our calls for a while and see how it impacts you. Because it took me, I mean, quite frankly, it took me 3 years to get it. It took Daphne. Daphne, are you there?
I'm here.
I mean, how long did it take you to figure out this was real?
Well, I think I thought it was real from the get-go. I had to determine if it was a good, and that took a very long time.
If it was positive, right?
Yes.
Right. And at the time I was studying David Wilcock initially, there was a lot of stuff in his material and Carla Ruckert's material about how negative sources would imitate positive sources, and I knew that. And so when I was writing the book, the reincarnation book, I couldn't find anything negative in David's channeling. I only found the most immense wisdom in it. And then when Daphne started channeling, and I said, what is this? Is this some negative source trying to get in the way of me writing this book? It didn't feel negative, but it certainly, if you notice, Daphne, when, you know, Daphne and Terry sound quite different when they channel. They both have different natures. And Daphne is very authoritative, and Terry is very soft and vulnerable. And, you know, trying to figure out how come the same source sounded different between these two people, and what's going on? It's like, believe me, put yourself in my position. What's going on? Is this real? Who's talking to me? And I kept testing it and testing it and testing it. I tested it by asking them certain kinds of questions and seeing how they answered. I tested it by watching the impact on people. And I tested it about connecting it, you know, comparing their material with the material that was coming through David Wilcock. So those of you that are listening to these calls have to go through your own process of testing. You cannot believe because I say it's good or I'll pass my test, it should pass your test. And if it's going to pass your test, on some level, something in your life has to shift. Either you have to get happier, you have to have a synchronicity, you have to feel the energy, but something will happen. So you say, geez, this seems really good. And then you validated it yourself. You're not just believing it because I said so. And Daphne, why don't you share with people what put you over the edge to finally say, I think this is good, because it's probably been 9 years that Daphne was going through this and was running around the block tearing her hair out about it. So why don't you share it, Daphne?
I'm trying to think if there was a definitive moment. I mean, it's been kind of an ongoing process in the last. It's been a process for a number of years. In terms of my own personal question, I was in Alaska, from 2008 till 2010, and then I had health crisis, and going down to St. Petersburg, Florida for the better part of a year.
Daphne, can you get closer to the mic?
I'm sorry?
Can you please get closer to the mic? You're fading out once in a while.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yes, great.
So, let's see. I'm just trying to think of what exactly. There has been consistency in the work with Lynn and Terry and the different of the people in the group. And I think that what happened was I have to give this affair a shake, a fair examination. And so I made it just show up and be a participant to the best of my ability 3 days a week. And then we have the team shift call that I'm now part of. And I think it was probably something around critical. And, you know, I don't know if I had a defined eureka moment. But being away from the work, being with the energy.
Daphne, you're still you're fading in and out. I don't know why that is. You get stronger
okay,
and then you get weaker.
I've got the phone right up to my mouth. Can you still hear me?
I hear you good now, okay?
So I don't know if there was a defining moment, but there was a very clear demarcation about what was happening for me experience between having commitment to the work and then being away from it. It was very clear that was where energy was where genuine connectedness was, and everything else dead. It felt, I don't know if that makes any, I'm getting a very bad vibration and echo. Sorry about that.
Mary,
you're still?
I mean, is that Daphne? That's Daphne. Daphne, I'm going to reconnect with you, all right? Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know Terry went through an evaluation as well. Not as long as Daphne. And, you know, I'm bringing this up because I'm really encouraging you all to do your evaluation. And, you know, we have the spiritchannel.net where you can go back. You can't go back to 2002. Some of that early stuff is in the book. But you go to spiritchannel.net, go back about 4 years, and there are some incredible conversations we were having starting four years ago, and it's all available. Some of it's transcribed, and some of it isn't. Eventually, we'll have everything transcribed, and it will be easy to go through it. You know, we're operating on a shoestring.
Daphne is with us again.
Daphne?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, now you sound good.
May I throw out that you're loud enough and good and understandable, but it's not clear, your line.
My line is not clear?
Correct.
My line is not clear.
It looks like...
Is this better now?
Yes.
Okay, I just switched to the cell phone microphone. You know, sometimes people, we have the illusion that we're big. I mean, we have a lot of people paying attention to us, but we're not big. We're small. And the only reason we're doing this conference call is because it's free. The only reason we're on BBS is because we were one of the first shows on BBS when they started, and they didn't charge us a lot, and they never raised our rates. So we have to pay, though, for all of these calls. And sometimes people email me and say, Lynn, why don't you just have 800 numbers? If we had 800 numbers, every time we did a call like this, we'd probably get a bill for $1,000 or $500, okay? So those of you that have trouble, and I want to repeat this. I've said it before, but this is important. The area codes that are used for these conference calls, 712 and 559, be sure and call your carrier, even if you have free long distance, to make sure they're not charging you for it, because those particular area codes, some carriers deal with differently. Not all, but some. And if you're one of the carriers are charging for those calls, be sure and check so you don't get a huge phone bill next month. And if your carrier is one, we recommend that you sign up for Skype. And for $3 a month, you have unlimited calls, United States and Canada, and you can come into our calls all month for $3. And otherwise, we love you being on the call live, but the energy is on the call, on the replays, and on the downloads. So if you go to the spiritchannel.net, it's our archive website, and the download for this call will be available within 24 hours, almost always, and the transcript will be available, and you can access it on that website. So, those are the solutions. So, Terry,
Ben, you're a little too close to the mic.
Pardon me?
You're a little too close to the
mic. I'm here.
What did you have to go through to figure out that it was positive? What was your process?
Well, my process was, to actually do the channeling and, get acquainted with them through doing the channeling, and I used to have huge long pauses in my channeling because I would be questioning the data, or what does that word mean, or like they'd be using the word dharma, and I'd be trying to think if that
I didn't know what it meant and if that word was in a sentence. Or they would say something and I would say, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if that person has a daughter. So I don't, I would just wait until they repeated something three times before I said it. And gradually, over time, I got to trust them and I got into more of a communication give and take with them. And then it got easier.
Yeah, thank you. One of the things I learned as I spoke to Daphne and Terry is that when they described how it was when they were channeling, there was this feeling that they're making it up. And Daphne kept saying, I think I'm just making this up. And you want to comment on that, that feeling, Daphne?
Well, I'll try. let's see. This afternoon I was doing a session with someone, and, it was a little bit different than what I've done in the past, in that the energy didn't seem right there. And then eventually it did come in, but I remember thinking, I don't know what to say, I don't know the answers, I don't know how to help this person. And then I think a mode of activity, and I'm looking to trust it. But it definitely has an aspect of, well, where is this from? And, it's been a really interesting experience. Something I'm getting more comfortable
with. Great. Daphne, you're still going in and out. I don't know what the problem is.
Do you have a headset?
In the future. Pardon me?
Does Daphne have a headset?
No, it doesn't. It sounds like a phone line going in and out. She's on her cell phone.
Daphne?
She's on her cell phone.
In and out now?
I think so.
So you talk longer.
Am I still going out now? Phone right up to my. Should I change phones?
Well,
yeah, you're going in and out.
Pardon me, Doug?
Doug was saying that he's still going in and out.
Yeah. Now, we were talking earlier, and there was no problem. And now, well, we're going through BBS now, and now there's a problem. And
BBS is not the issue. We never have these issues with anybody. It's a cellular issue. Okay.
Yeah.
You really got to get that me to a new area.
Let's pull in the light.
I am on
Daphne?
A cell phone. I have a landline. Should I call in on a landline?
Well, don't give your landline number. Doug can get you privately, and you can give him
your
landline number.
I'm going to connect with you. Stay right there, Daphne. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
All right. Daphne, are you on the line?
You mean Terry?
Good. I don't hear her. So maybe she'll use her aunt's landline and call back. So over time of communicating with these guys, I started to learn more and more about the process of what was happening. And I realized that they had a consciousness, a lot of individuated consciousnesses coming together as a group, and they could be a group consciousness, and we could be a group consciousness here. Just the fact that we're all listening, and they're here, it starts to weave the energies so that all our consciousnesses start to touch each other. And when that happens, it creates like a bridge from where they are to where we are. And then if we create group intentions and they're for the highest good and they honor free will, it allows the whole group to apply itself to that intention. And most people who are metaphysical, even Wayne Dyer wrote a book called The Power of Intention, that intention is one of the most powerful tools that a human has. And when you have two people having the same intention, and this doesn't have to be spiritual, this can be anything. It's like, you know, one guy can be trying to start a company, and he's meeting all these obstacles. And then he gets a partner that he really gets along with, and they both start building the company together. And suddenly, the obstacles go away, because now there's two people working with the same intention. Sometimes I was having a really hard time. There's Daphne calling me. Hang on just a second. Men know this. Men understand this. Sometimes they're out there trying to earn a living, and they have a really hard time getting things to happen the way they want them to. And then they get married, and now they have another person that's supporting their intention to make money. And suddenly, the guy does a lot better. He starts getting promotions. Everybody likes him a little better. And the two people, the couple, help increase the level of intention. And it works that way across the board. If you have a lot of people having the same intention, it makes it a lot easier for that to happen. And that works with both the positive and the negative. You can have a bunch of people that have the intention to rob a bank, and they can get along and be good friends and rob a bank and be successful at it. Maybe. We're not recommending that, but just intention is a very, very powerful thing, and group intention is even increases the power of individual intention exponentially. So when we come together as a group and we have these sources that explain their group souls, and they come in and we start making intentions, and they're included in our intentions, we then have basically a miracle-making machine, because you have a few hundred people, and however many of them that they would add, which can be multi-millions of very powerful sources. And so you can see, in the old days, this is the idea of prayer got started, because prayer is just another word to describe group intentions. And
Daphne's with us.
Daphne's with us?
I am.
Okay, great. Thank
and
you.
When you're too close to the mic.
Thank you. So, so on our Sunday call, the one we did yesterday, it's all, that call is dedicated to creating group intentions for the highest good. It's dedicated for planetary transformation. And many people on that call email me with amazing things that happened to them, the way they felt during the call, this very expanded energy. Now, on this call, on our Monday call, we're not directly focused on that, because this call is more designed to explain to your mind how this works. The energy is still here, but in order for you to participate and know what you're getting into, your mind has to understand it. And so our Monday call goes through topics. And even our Wednesday call, where people ask questions, goes through various topics that help you understand this process, because it's very unusual. And for most of you, you've never been exposed to anything like that, and you've been living your life in the veil, in this compression. And there's this illusion that that's all there is, and nothing else is possible. And of course, if you've gone through many, many lifetimes, which we all have, under the influence of this compression in this realm, then you don't have a reference point for anything outside of that. So one of the things these calls are doing is creating a reference point so that you can start to grasp both mentally and intuitively the shifts of energy and explain them to yourselves, to your rational mind, so that you understand it and it's not scary. Because we are all sovereign, and even when we participate in a group energy, we're not glommed together. This is a temporary free will association on these calls. And we move through an experience, and we start to learn not only by the words, but by the energies you feel, how it feels to connect with the group energy. How it feels to be expanded bigger than you are. And the idea is that as you learn that, you start to apply it to your own life. But you don't apply it by your mind. It just happens. Then you find out that you can be in your own life, and you start to hold this energy, and things happen. And that you had intentions, and something happens via synchronicity, and something answers your intention. And then you get the feeling that you're not alone. You feel this slight signal somewhere, and you say, is that them? And then you have to keep testing it and decide if it is or if it isn't. So everyone has their own individual unfoldment. Now, I want to go to the topic of the call, and all of this stuff has been leading up to it, and that is, can our sources stop an earthquake? And we've had many experiences, those of us who have been on the calls for a while, of things that shifted in the physical world that were really unusual, that shouldn't have happened. And we know our planet is in this huge shift right now. And we know that there's all kinds of predictions for things. If you're listening to George Norrie, you having the best of the best of all the predictions of what everyone thinks is going to happen. And when we ask our sources, is this going to happen? They said, we don't want to say something is going to happen because things can change. And they gave me the idea that the more people that are on our calls, the more people that are participating and holding this energy, the more change they were able to do. And if that's true, that's a really important reason to come to our Sunday calls, to check it out. You know, it's 2 hours, it goes really fast, and it's very experiential for a lot of people. So I'm going to ask them today, and Daphne, you're there, right?
I am here, yes.
And okay, you sound good. And Terry, you're there? I'm just making sure.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So we're going to ask through both women, and you guys, I just want to point out how lucky we are to have two people that we can cross-reference things with, because it protects us. It protects us from a negative source. It keeps us all in line to make sure that if somebody goes astray, we're going to figure it out and nail it. Now, I don't think that happens, but that's because we have a group energy, because you're participating in the group energy. We have two extraordinary women who are believing in this work and being here for it. And I'm going to call in, do a little calling in of the light ritual, and I'm going to turn it over to Daphne and get the answer to the question. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, each person listening to our replays, and myself, Daphne, and Terry, and that any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we're going to open it up for a message through Daphne with an explanation of, can this stop an earthquake? And what does it take on our part to stop an earthquake? And also, the same question would extend to many other things that we might like to see transformation on in the physical realm. Thank you.
Give us a moment, please. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We thank you. We thank you for coming, for focusing your heartfelt attention together as a collective. This is the Council of Ra'an. We have been asked to focus, and a question has been posed about intervention, prayerful intercession from your realm to our celestial realms. Intervention and intercession, this is not a new concept. Indeed, throughout your history, people have prayed for many things. In our particular way of understanding and viewing this, when you come together as a collective, it is as filaments of fiber, say, a rope. One filament by itself is quite weak and will break without much tension being exerted upon it. If there are many filaments, you produce a small cord, more a rope, even more a cable. From our understanding, we see that the collective taken together imparts a much more focused intent, a much stronger intent, a laser-like intent, that the prayer of one is amplified. In other words, one is focused, but a group is focused 100 or 1,000 fold. In this way, if a group comes together and asks for the intercession or intervention along the lines of preventing an earthquake, along the lines of preventing nuclear disaster, along the lines of intercession to prevent a war, it is that much more powerful. So the answer to your question is yes, we can and do and have, if it is for the highest good, and if there is sufficient intention from your side. You see, what is paramount is that the law of free will must be followed. There must be sufficient clear intent from your realm orchestrated into our realm for us to be able to intercede and intervene on your behalf. There must be a tipping of the scales, so to speak. There must be an equanimity point, basically more than half. There must be more energy for the intervention to happen than for the intervention not to happen. This is why community is important. This is why shared commitment and focus is important. We hope this has helped in your understanding of your query.
Thank you very much. I'd like to ask the question, pose the question to Terry. When there is a request, and when there is a group energy, and when there is a decision to do an intercession, and the physics of it, how does that work? In other words, how does it go from your side through the field of energy of the universe, through the unified field, through the oneness? How does it go from your side to create an actual shift in the physical?
Thank you. We delight in such questions, and we, taking into account all of the things that we have said through Daphne, we take a look at when all of the energies come together from your side to our side, and when we are participated in the process and we see the energy points of concurrence within your third density as to the desiring of the change, and the change is for the highest good. In this case, a change would be to moderate an earthquake, to take into account in whether this is to be modified or not, all of the requests, all of the prayer requests, which we see as points of light, taking into account all of the consequences, and taking into account also the portion of the earth which is under pressure and may be ready to release in an earthquake, taking everything into account. That is one factor. We then have our own toolbox, which we can apply, which is to look at everything from an overview. We are one with all of the factors. We take into account the free will of the earth, the free will of the people, the intentions of the people. We take it all into account. And we take into account our own abilities to change parameters, to change geometries in alignment, in new alignment with
the factors, all of the factors that are brought to bear on the situation. When we take into account one of the things, the earth, and its necessity to move, and some circumstances, the densification within the area to be considered is so great, and the pressure is so great, that this becomes the overriding factor for what is to result. Taking into account also all of the other factors, we often can enter new geometries into the equation to reroute the pressure to bring it to an area that will do no damage but will still release the pressure. We look at areas such as the recent earthquake in Iran, and we see that there was the earth brought to there. The earth was ready to move. We see other situations wherein in Southern California, there was an earthquake that was on the edge of happening, and there was a conference call with your group and our group going on at the time, and the call kept dropping out because of the intense electrical changes brought to bear by the electrical movements within the San Andreas Fault. This then kept dropping the call. When it was brought to the attention of the people on the conference line, and when they asked for moderation, then we were able to rewrite some of the potential happenings and to modify the resultant earthquakes, which happened a day later at 6.5 and 6.8 on the Richter scale in the Gulf of California, doing no damage. There are other groups in California that are praying and are asking, that are doing great service, such as some of the individuals who have been on Coast to Coast. The Wall 1 places us all within the range of having an effect upon the overall whole. And we take into account the overall prayers, the overall intention of individuals. Sometimes the number of people on the call is not the deciding factor. It is also the intensity with which one or more individuals are asking.